Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
All right, and of course, Greg Bordonero, the editor of the Hartford Business Journal, joining us on a very busy, busy News Monday. Good morning to you, Greg.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. We have so much to get to. I want to get to your economic survey results for the year ahead. I want to get to some issues facing Mohegan. And then, of course, a high-profile Connecticut brand going public. But before we get to all that, Greg, Zillow recently released a report naming Hartford the most competitive housing market in the entire country for 2026, overtaking Buffalo. I didn't see this coming. I don't know about you, but any ideas on what's driving this sudden surge in Hartford's real estate market?
You know, Hartford, you know, when you compare it to other parts of Connecticut, like Fairfield County, for example, or even New Haven County, it's considered to be more affordable, especially in the Northeast. You know, especially when you bring into New York City or Boston, you know, the outskirts of New York City and the outskirts of Boston, those are expensive housing markets. So, you know, Greater Hartford is considered more affordable. You know, I think we've seen a lot of movement of people from New York City to Connecticut, particularly Fairfield County post-pandemic. You might be starting to see people, you know, go beyond just moving to Fairfield County, looking at other parts of the state, which would bring Greater Hartford into play. But I think, you know, I think the bottom line is that people are looking for where is the most affordable option to go that has a high quality of life. You know, despite the high tax rates in Connecticut, you know, if you're in the Northeast, I think Greater Hartford could be an attractive market just because it is more affordable than a lot of the other major metro areas in the area.
So that's great insight. Thank you. And Greg, I want to get to those three pieces in the journal in a moment. But one other quick question for you. You know, as you know, the minimum wage increased on January 1st to $16.94. The governor had a press conference celebrating it, but then there's been a bunch of business groups warning about the impact. From your reporting, what are you hearing from Hartford area businesses about the minimum wage increase, if anything?
You know, we're not hearing a ton about it. Obviously, there is a concern whenever you're increasing costs for businesses. And of course, Connecticut has now tied its minimum wage to the CPI index or consumer price index. We're looking at probably annual increases in the minimum wage every year now. I think the federal minimum wage is still $7.25, which, you know, arguably is too low. Connecticut keeps rising. The pattern of these sort of Northeast blue states is, you know, to keep increasing that minimum wage. You know, the cost of living is significantly higher here in Connecticut than other parts of the country. But again, you know, on the other side, it does increase small business costs and does make it more challenging to operate. But you know, overall, we haven't heard a lot of a lot of discussion about it. Maybe once the legislative session starts, we may hear more about it. But overall, we're not hearing a ton. But again, it does increase costs, especially for smaller businesses. You know, some of the larger corporations, most of them are paying, you know, minimum wages now that are above that, even the new threshold, the $20, $25. But, you know, there's always that dichotomy between corporate America and, you know, sort of the Main Street businesses. You see in the economy today, frankly, you know, stock market has been doing well. And then, you know, we go into our economic survey, you know, there's a little bit more pessimism among some of our subscribers.
Yeah, that's a great segue. Let's get to it. Your economic survey results for the year ahead in the Hartford Business Journal. What were some key takeaways and what was your take on those takeaways, Greg?
Yeah, so we've been doing our economic survey for 11 years now, so we've got a pretty good, you know, backlog of how our readers, which are typically, you know, our audience is small to mid-sized companies. 90% of respondents, we had over 260 respondents to the survey. 90% small to mid-sized companies, and there was definitely more pessimism going into 2026 than there was a year ago. So, for example, 29.4% of respondents said Connecticut's economy will improve in the year ahead. Last year at this time when we did the survey, 51.2% said that the economy will improve. Now, you know, here's a couple other points. Connecticut's economy will decline. 35.9% said that this year. Last year, only 22% said that. And then 29.6% believe the economy is in better shape now versus 48% who said that a year ago. I think the biggest issue is, because if you look at the national data, even some Connecticut data in terms of where the economy is at, it actually has been decent numbers. GDP growth has been strong, both nationally here in Connecticut. Inflation relatively under control. Stock market has performed well. Interest rates are going down. You know, the big beautiful bill that some of the tax breaks, particularly for businesses, are going to go into effect this year, which should increase investment. So, you look at that side of the ledger, you would think the economy is performing well. I think for smaller to mid-sized companies, there's just a lot more uncertainty. You know, tariffs hit harder if you're a small to mid-sized company and you're importing certain goods that are getting hit by tariffs. There's uncertainty about whether these tariffs are going to last, what the rates are going to be. Job growth, we have seen job growth slow over the last year, both in Connecticut and nationally. So I think there's just a lot of uncertainty still. So despite the overall numbers looking decent, even pretty good, I just think for small to mid-sized companies, there's just a lot of uncertainty about where things are headed. And I think that's probably a lot of the pessimism. And then artificial intelligence, which, you know, if you want to see good or bad impact on the economy, I put it sort of on both sides of the ledger. In one respect, employers are going to be investing more to adopt AI. It'll increase productivity, which is a good thing for the economy. And then on the negative side, you know, how is that going to impact the job market? I think you're seeing some of that slower job growth is definitely a result of AI, not because companies are necessarily doing mass layoffs, although some big companies did in the fourth quarter of last year announce layoffs and mentioned that AI was part of it. So I don't think that's going to become the norm. I think what's going to happen is, you know, if somebody leaves a company, maybe they don't hire back for that position, especially in the large corporations. Maybe they're not hiring back somebody to fill that role because they're getting more efficiencies through AI. So I just think there's a lot of still uncertainty in the market right now, especially for small, mid-sized companies, and they're trying to see where sort of the next move is going to go.
Yeah, good point. Before we let you go, Greg, I want to talk about two other pieces you have. One are some challenges facing the owner of Mohegan Sun, and I noticed that Bain Capital is involved here. Tell the listeners what this story is that you guys reported.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sure. Mohegan Sun is owned by the Mohegan Tribal Gaming Authority. Last month, they released their annual report. And they disclosed that they had a massive, we had done some reporting about this massive South Korea casino project that they did, $1.6 billion project. It debuted in 2023-2024, and apparently they defaulted on a $275 million loan that was provided by Bain Capital. And then about a year ago, Bain Capital actually seized control of the casino. So I guess visitation fell below expectations, and Mohegan still has some financial exposure related to it. So in Mohegan Tribal Authority has been, they've been having other issues. At the end of last year, the CEO of Mohegan Sun announced he was leaving. He resigned at the end of last year. They announced some layoffs. And of course, the big news headline of last year was that the Mohegan Tribal Authority was selling the Connecticut Sun, which is deal hasn't gone through yet. Mm-hmm. The expectation is that the Sun will eventually relocate outside of Connecticut. A source from the casino told me that the sale of the Connecticut Sun is unrelated to any financial difficulties created by the South Korea casino. There's just a lot of things happening with the Tribal Authority, and of course, they're a major employer in Connecticut, so there's always close eyes on them.
Yeah, huge employer. So we have to keep our eyes on that. Speaking of another big employer, Bob's Discount Furniture filed for IPO. Were you surprised by that?
I was and I wasn't. Bob's is kind of a classic Connecticut company. We all sort of fell in love with the company, with their commercials, with their founder Bob Kaufman, the claymations. They're headquartered in Manchester, but Bob Kaufman is no longer kind of a spokesman for the company, but he doesn't own it anymore. Over a decade ago, they actually sold it to Bain Capital, who's also involved in the Mohegan deal. So they've been private equity owned for a decade, private equity eventually wants to make a profit on their investment. Going through the IPO market is a big way to do that. But it's just interesting how they're a national brand now. They now have 206 stores in 26 states. Through the first three quarters of last year, $1.72 billion in revenue. Bob's has definitely grown up, and we'll see. And Connecticut doesn't see a lot of IPOs, It's just an interesting deal, and it's a hometown company.
Yeah, no, it's super interesting. I was going to say that Connecticut really doesn't see a lot of IPOs. I mean, that's what to me struck me as, kind of extraordinary about this situation.
Yeah, and actually we're reporting on one more IPO today. A New Haven-based company that's creating a pill for hair loss just announced that they're also doing an IPO this year. Maybe this is the year the IPOs come back. It's been laggard really since the pandemic, because I do think there's just since the pandemic, just overall, there's just, what's next with the economy? Because economists have been predicting, the next recession now for since the pandemic, and it hasn't come. And most people don't think a recession is going to happen this year, but time will tell.
Yeah, and there's a lot of money sitting on the sidelines, maybe not anymore. All right, Greg Bordonero, the editor of the Hartford Business Journal. Greg, have a great week. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.